Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at temperatures, still some 30s out there this morning. Southern Pines, Goldsboro, Roxboro. Our temperatures will return to normal in the next couple of days. I'll show you what that will feel like.
Combat in the Gaza Strip this morning as Israel retaliates against a surprise attack. The local organizations gathering in the triangle now to show support.
Well, following breaking news in Raleigh, the fire that started around 2 this morning at a car shop. Our Brett Neese on the WRAL breaking news tracker with what he was able to find out. Thanks for joining us here on Fox 50 in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here as we get things started on a Columbus Day Monday. Mm-hmm. Some of the schools are off. Some of the businesses may be closed. And you might need a jacket when you get out there this morning. Look at these temperatures. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center just waiting for them to bump up.
Yep, 39 right now in Southern Pines. Still 36 in Roxboro, 39 in Goldsboro, 40 in South Hill and Rocky Mount. So still pretty chilly as you step out the door. We've seen the coolest temperatures so far this fall season this morning. But from here on out, temperatures will start to climb a little bit. It's a beautiful, bright day here in Rocky Mount Mills, looking gorgeous. Temperatures in the triangle are in the mid 40s. And today we'll start to see our wind shifting. Now, just a little hint of that. That wind starts to come out of the southwest, and that's going to bring in a little bit of warmth. Not anything huge, but just beginning to warm us up a little. Here's the thing. We have a cold front that's going to swing through this evening. We're nice and dry now. Beautiful sunshine. We'll move it out to lunchtime, and you can see clear skies. But by mid to late afternoon, we'll see some cloud cover in our northern counties, maybe even a sprinkle or two around dinner. If you're from Raleigh southward, you're not likely to see any of that. We should continue to see some clear skies. Temperature climbs to 74 today, but we do have one day in the seven-day forecast where we hit 80. I'll show you when coming up, Eric.
Looking at traffic, you can tell folks are getting out and about now, right? You see a couple of those problem areas around Raleigh, the normal spots we see every morning starting to back up. But what we really want to focus on, that's up here in between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill. A crash here causing some backups. That's going to add about 8 minutes to your drive if you're coming in that way. Another trouble spot, that is going to be right over here, I-85 northbound. You can see some backups here stretching from Eno back towards Hillsborough. If we take a live look outside here, this is going to be I-85 at NC86, and you can see off in the distance there, that is where that traffic is starting to back up, so a couple of extra minutes added to your drive there. Overall, though, no major incidents, but we're keeping a close eye on things, and we'll have another check in a few minutes.
Rocket launches and gunfire rage into day 3 between Israel and Hamas militants. This is a live look over Gaza City's skyline. New this morning, Israel's defense minister is ordering a complete siege on the Gaza Strip, cutting off electricity, blocking off food and fuel deliveries. New updates in the past few hours bring the death toll in Israel up to at least 700 people, including 4 Americans. And 400 people are dead in Gaza after Israeli retaliations. The UN says more than 120,000 people in Gaza are displaced now after airstrikes destroyed housing units. The rampage in Israel included an assault on a music festival where attackers killed more than 250 people. The Biden administration and Senate leader Chuck Schumer said the U.S. will give Israel and all the help it needs to repel those attacks.
And Jeff, some of that support is already on its way. The U.S. military moving ships and aircraft closer to Israel. U.S. officials say although they're taking action immediately, assets will not be in place for several days. They're also working on a plan to help evacuate Americans from Israel. As of right now, nothing has been decided, but officials say it may involve putting some Americans on Navy ships headed to that region. Well, today, groups all across the triangle are coming together to show their support in any way they can. WR is Laura Levine live in Raleigh this morning. Laura, this is really hitting close to home for so many families because so many Americans are there in Israel right now.
Yes, Ken, right now we are standing in front of the David R. Kahn Community Campus, which is truly a sacred place for the Jewish community. As you know, we are hearing from many people impacted about what's happening in Israel. I spoke with a man who's there now. He traveled there with his wife for a group trip with his local church, and that church being organized here in the Triangle. And he...
It is 8:12 right now on your Monday morning. Good morning, Raleigh. That is a blue, blue sky right there. Not holding in any heat, I can tell you that. It's pretty chilly out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at that.
Yeah, temperatures still on the chilly side, still some 30s and 40s out there this morning, but the sun is up and it will gradually start to warm things up. And we are trending warmer for this week. Goldsboro looking beautiful. Fayetteville is right there where our newsroom is. Apex looking beautiful. And Chapel Hill here, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Following a cold front that's going to swing through today, a little bit of rain with that in parts of Kentucky and West Virginia into the Ohio Valley. We take a look at how that plays out for us. So we're going to be nice and clear this morning. There's lunchtime still clear, but by the middle to later part of the afternoon, we'll start to see a few showers near the Virginia line. It will be light. There's not going to be much that really measures in the rain gauges, but there could be some cloud cover that makes it down as far south as Raleigh. South of Raleigh, we should stay nice and clear with the system, but overnight, we may also see a little cloud cover and a sprinkle or two. In terms of rainfall, that's really where we need the rain. From the Triangle area southward and westward, we've only seen about 35 to 40% of the average rainfall for the last 30 days. But from Raleigh north and east, it's been a little better. We're either at somewhere around 100 or as high as 150% of normal rainfall for the last 30 days. So you're still going to need to water if you still have your garden going. And we're starting to get, you know, toward the end of the gardening season and the grass season. But, you know, you still may need to do a little bit of watering. Speaking of water, Thursday, there's going to be a system down to the south. This version of FutureCast keeps it well to the south. This is 5 o'clock on Thursday. But some of the other versions of FutureCast want to bring some of that rain as far north as Fayetteville. So Thursday is a day that we're watching closely. There may be some adjustments to that forecast as we get more information in. Friday looks a little cloudy to start with, but partly cloudy during the afternoon. Right now, it looks like Friday should stay dry. But then a cold front comes through Saturday. It is likely to bring us some rain during the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock on Saturday, and that may continue into the evening. So for the first 3 days of the fair, Thursday, right now we're going dry, but we'll be watching that to see just how far north that rain could go. 80 degrees, nice warm day. Partly cloudy Friday, 76, and then some rain in the afternoon Saturday. Right now, Sunday looks dry. Looks like that front will move on by. Tropical outlook, 80% chance that this system becomes Sean. It is likely to move into the North Atlantic and fizzle without affecting land. This one here we'll watch. It's only a 10% chance that it develops down here in the Gulf of Mexico and potentially pushing northward. 80 degrees Thursday. That's going to be the warmest day of the week. Over the weekend, we're fairly mild on Saturday, but we have that chance of showers late in the day. And then behind that front, we're cool again into the 60s on Sunday. Eric.
Well, Elizabeth, taking a look outside right now, things looking pretty good overall. Not too many major crashes that we're following, but the trouble spot that remains right over here to our west, that area in between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill. Although in the last couple of minutes, it looks like things have started to clear up, although we are still seeing, you see it right there, delays on the sensors. As we look at travel times coming into Durham this morning, you can see we are going to be adding on a couple extra minutes if you're headed in this way. That's going to be a 5-minute delay if you're coming from Hillsborough on 85. But otherwise, things looking pretty good. Just 1 to 3 minutes overall. We'll keep a close eye on traffic. Bring you another update soon.
Eric, thanks. New this morning, police in Durham says someone shot into a car on I-85, hitting someone in that car. It happened just off the Gregson Street exit just before 5:30 Sunday afternoon. Police said the car was traveling on the interstate when someone fired into it. The person who was shot is expected to recover, though. Police are working to find out who is responsible. Senator Chuck Schumer is in China this morning asking the foreign minister in Beijing to stand with the people of Israel. Schumer is in China leading a bilateral delegation of 6 senators. Now, over the weekend, China put out a statement calling on both sides in the Middle East to exercise restraint and immediately end hostilities. Schumer said he was very disappointed by that statement because it didn't show any support or sympathy for Israel.
Well, Ken, Pope Francis is also calling for an end to the violence. He spoke from his window on Sunday in St. Peter's Square saying, quote, let the attacks and weapons cease, please, because it must be understood terrorism and war bring no solutions, only death and suffering of many innocent lives.
Well, back at home, Raleigh police are trying to track down the driver officers say crashed into an apartment building and left that scene. This happened on Navajo Drive off Wake Forest Road Sunday morning. Authorities say the driver hit meter boxes and the building itself sustained some damage. If you know anything about this incident, you're encouraged to call Raleigh police.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he understands why he's gotten some backlash over asking people to donate to his Maui Wildfire Relief Fund.
Johnson and Oprah Winfrey opened the fund in August, starting it with $5 million each and asking their fans to add to it. That led some people to question why Johnson and Winfrey didn't just donate more themselves. Johnson says he appreciates the feedback and he will learn from the experience.
You'll hear loud explosions beginning this week if you live near Fort Liberty. Starting tomorrow, units with the 10th Marines Field Artillery Regiment and the 82nd Airborne Division will hold artillery training. Demonstrations will happen daily and are expected to last through October 27th. Now, no training will happen between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. to noon on Sundays.
Fire prevention was the focus of an event in Wake Forest. Northern Wake Fire Department held its annual Public Safety Day yesterday. The free family event featured fire engines, firefighting demonstrations, even medical helicopters from Carolina AirCare and Duke Life Flight. This marks the start of National Fire Prevention Week, designed to educate the public about fire safety.
A lot of what we're trying to do here is show folks that some of these things take time to develop. And kind of just walk people through it. A lot of people say, well, what takes so long to get the water going to the fire? Well, when you see this kind of operation, and it's usually done in less than 5 minutes, so it's a very efficient operation, but it does take a little bit of time.
They make it really kid-friendly, and it's basically like an accessible way of getting out as a family, having fun things for them to do, but they can also learn something, and they can feel a part of their community. I think that's important.
And it is certainly timely as well. National Fire Prevention Week is upon us. It's a tradition that dates back almost 100 years. Raleigh's fire department got in on the National Fire Prevention Week festivities as well, hosting a fall festival yesterday. Local families enjoyed cotton candy, a fire safety-themed bounce house, and learning ways to keep their homes safe from fires.
For more than 11 weeks now, there hasn't been a Powerball jackpot winner. You have a chance tonight to become a billionaire, of course. The jackpot now sitting at $1.5 billion. It's the third largest in the game's history. Now, if no one wins tonight, that jackpot will become the second largest by Wednesday. You can watch tonight's drawing on WREL at 11, right before our 11 o'clock news.
80% of adults with disabilities are unemployed in Wake County. This morning, we want to introduce you to the mother and daughter who are working to change all that. A few years ago, Gabby was having a hard time finding a job after high school. She started her own business that would employ people with intellectual and developmental disabilities like herself. Gabby and her mom teamed up and created Gabby's Pals. It has more than 40 employees now with special abilities, and they help with packaging, assembling, and shipping for various companies. This Friday, the duo will host Gabby's Ghostly Gala and the Royal Banquet in Raleigh, and it'll raise money to hire more people.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because I know from listening to the stories of our employees now, they tell me that, you know, if they weren't employed, they'd be sitting home with nothing to do, right? They would just be, you know, one of our employees, Miriam, says, you know, I would just sitting in my bed every day.
It's fun. I love spending time with friends.
Gala starts 7 p.m. Friday at the Royal in Raleigh. You can buy tickets at the door. There'll be music, food, prizes, a silent auction, and we have more information at WRL.com.
We are working to learn more about a shooting that left two people hurt on Western Boulevard. This was the scene outside Farouk's Hookah Lounge. It happened early Sunday morning, just after midnight. As of right now, police have not released any information about who could be responsible. We do know that the two people shot are expected to survive.
Firefighters in Fuquay Varina are investigating the cause of a townhouse fire on Whitetail Creek Way. This was at the Towns at Buckhaven. Fortunately, firefighters got it out quickly. No one was hurt. No word yet on the extent of the damage.
A huge display of carved pumpkins has become a Halloween tradition in one Rhode Island community. Tim Perry has been carving craft pumpkins at his home for the last 15 years. He calls it a house of 1,000 pumpkins. And even though he now has nearly 1,400 of them, he puts them out every October and enjoys the crowds that gather to see them.
I get tons of great remarks. Everybody thanks me for doing it. They say I'm the best thing in the neighborhood. They look forward to it every year.
Well, this display also serves as a fundraiser for cancer relief after Perry's wife was diagnosed 2 years ago. Movie audiences are looking for a fright as Halloween approaches. The Exorcist, believe it, took the top spot at the box office in its opening weekend, making a little more than $27 million. It beat out kid favorite Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie, which dropped to number two after being on the top for 1 week. Another horror movie, Saw X, took the third spot.
The 155th North Carolina State Fair opens Thursday. Preparations are in full swing. Ride inspections begin tomorrow. The fun gets started when the gates open Thursday at noon. And be sure to stop by the WRL tent near Dorton Arena to meet some of your favorite members of our WRL family. Here's a big statement from one of the hottest teams in the NFL, the show from the San Francisco 49ers in a Sunday Night Football showcase.
Also, working conditions and patient safety are behind a possible job walkout at Walgreens. What we know about this possibility, even here in the Triangle.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And good morning to you at 8:26. It's a pleasant good morning out there. A chilly one, albeit. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our chilly temperatures.
Very slowly we're warming up. We're at 40 degrees right now in Wilson, 45 in Durham, 44 in Fayetteville. So even though it looks beautiful, it's chilly out there. And I definitely would be more comfortable in a jacket or coat walking out the door. Layers are good because we'll climb to 70 degrees this afternoon. We take a look at our exercise planner. Expect mid-60s by lunchtime. That was our high yesterday, so we'll top that by about 5 degrees later on today. Do expect some increasing clouds in our northern counties and a chance of a sprinkle up near the Virginia line this evening. Eric?
Well, looking at our traffic out there, things not looking too bad here on this holiday morning. Travel time maybe just a couple of minutes slower for folks. If we look here, zooming in on travel times for the Raleigh area, just a couple minute delays as you're coming in, the worst being from Wake Forest, but that's only about 4 minutes right now. Looking at Durham, much the same thing, only a couple of minutes as you're coming in, though we are seeing some trouble spots as we've been monitoring all morning out here to the west. Back to you.
All right, several local organizations are holding gatherings today to show support for Israel. Tonight at 5:30, the Jewish Federation of Greater Raleigh is holding a rally at the David R. Kahn Community Campus. Federal, state, and local officials are expected to be in attendance. Sanitation workers in Rocky Mount plan to gather outside tonight's city council meeting as they call for a pay raise. The push comes after the city raised starting salaries for police and firefighters earlier this year. Now, the city says under the new budget, nearly all sanitation workers receive raises between 5 and 24%. Ahead on Fox 50, a Raleigh man stuck in Israel describes what he heard and saw during the attack. And the Today Show continues getting you ready for your holiday shopping season.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Grab a jacket. Temperatures are still in the 30s in some places this morning. I'll show you how much warmer it will be this afternoon than it was yesterday.
And combat in Gaza this morning as Israel retaliates against a surprise attack. The local organizations gathering in the Triangle to show support.
Also breaking news we're following out of Raleigh this morning. A fire started around 2 at a car shop. We'll tell you the result of that as the WRL breaking news tracker was on that scene. Bring you inside our WRL studio here at 8:30 on our Monday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Yeah, those temperatures are right down in 30s and 40s in some areas. Let's see if we need to warm up a little bit.
Get your attention.
Just a smidge. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Hey, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Some of these temperatures are the coolest that we've seen so far this fall season in the morning. 39 in Southern Pines, 37 Roxboro, 40 now in Rocky Mount, and 42 in Goldsboro. We're at 45 in the Triangle. We're beginning to see those temperatures creeping up as the sun is creeping up above the horizon. A pretty view here, Rocky Mount Mills, a live look here at some blue skies, 45 degrees in the Triangle, and our wind has just started to shift to southwesterly. That will slowly increase and help to gradually warm up our temperatures over the next couple of days. We do have a cold front that's going to swing through late today. That's going to bring some cloud cover to our northern counties, but not for a while. We're nice and dry to begin with. I'm going to take it all the way out until around 4 or 5 o'clock. At that point, you're going to see some cloud cover from Raleigh northward and a few isolated showers in our northern counties, mainly north of Durham. That front will continue to swing through overnight, so there could be a few sprinkles down to the south closer to midnight. Our temperature at lunchtime in the mid-60s. We're looking at 70 for the high. That's going to be about 5 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday. And then after that, we're looking at the chance of some rain as we get into the weekends. First week of the state fair starting at the end of the week. I'll go over the forecast for you coming up.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks. I want to give you a live look now at the Gaza City skyline as we continue our coverage of that Hamas-Israel conflict. New this morning, Israel military says it has retaken control over all those communities around Gaza more than 48 hours after that surprise attack. More than 1,100 people are dead in Israel and Gaza after the attacks and Israel's retaliation. The UN says more than 120,000 people in Gaza are displaced after retaliatory strikes that destroyed housing units. At least four Americans are among the dead in Israel. The rampage included an assault on a music festival where attackers killed more than 250 people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his security cabinet is working to destroy Hamas's ability to govern. The Biden administration and Senator Chuck Schumer says the U.S. will support Israel in any way it can.
And Ken, some of that support is already on its way. The U.S. military is moving ships and aircraft closer to Israel. U.S. officials say although they are taking action immediately, these assets will not be in place for several days. They're also working on a plan to help evacuate Americans from Israel. As of right now, nothing has been decided, but officials say it may involve putting some Americans on Navy ships to get them out safely. And today, groups across the Triangle are coming together to show their support as well. WRO's Laura Levine tells us this is hitting close to home for many. We're also hearing from Americans who are in Israel right now.
Several organizations are coming together today from Durham to here in North Raleigh. Right now, we are at the David R. Kahn Community Campus, which is really a sacred place for the Jewish community here in the Triangle. I also spoke with a rabbi today who says it feels like everyone knows someone who's missing a friend, a child, or cousin, summing up those emotions pretty well. I also spoke with someone from the Triangle who is in Israel right now. He traveled with a church group. He described hearing rockets and sirens go off as they were in their hotel in Tel Aviv. He also described seeing Israeli militant groups canvassing nearby beaches and extra law enforcement at the airport. The focal point of the violence is in southern Israel near the Gaza Strip, but the devastation reaches every person of Jewish faith. WRL spoke with Frank Turner, who's from Raleigh, now stuck in Israel. He describes hearing the initial signs of the attack.
We had no idea it was as severe, horrific as it was. We just thought it was a couple of rockets have been lobbed, and I think that's what most people in Israel thought.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Raleigh will meet here tonight at 5:30. Local, federal, and state leaders will be in attendance. Laura Levine, WRL News in Wake County.
The Palestinian community also coming together as a result of this conflict. Dozens gathering at Moore Square Sunday. The group had signs and held signs in the protest while chanting and marching through downtown Raleigh. The organizer of the rally is highly critical of Israel.
We're out here to call for a free Palestine, to demand the end of the blockade on Gaza, to demand the end of U.S. aid on giving U.S. aid to Israel, and to demand the freedom of all Palestinian prisoners.
Groups on both sides of the conflict have been holding rallies. More are expected across the area and the U.S. today.
And in less than 10 minutes, the effects we're already seeing from this conflict on the global economy, including on oil prices. You can also find the most up-to-date information on WRL.com and the WRL News app. New this morning, police in Durham say someone shot into a car on Interstate 85, hitting a person inside. It happened on I-85 North at the Gregson Street exit just before 5:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say the car was traveling on the interstate when someone fired at it. The person who was shot is expected to recover. Police are working to find out who fired those shots.
We're following some breaking news this morning in Raleigh. Crews battling a fire at a car shop on South Wilmington Street. It broke out around 2 o'clock this morning. Our Brittany's in the WRL breaking news tracker with what he's been able to find out.
The fire broke out a little bit before 2 a.m. at this building on South Wilmington Street. Officials say there is significant damage, even though you can't see it from the roadway. Crews had to access water to fight the fire from a hydrant across Wilmington Street. That caused police to shut down both directions of the road for about an hour. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. I'm working to learn from investigators if they know what caused this fire. Brett Neese, WRL News, Raleigh.
This morning, a woman is dead and a young person has life-threatening injuries after a home invasion in Moore County ended with a shooting. Deputies say they responded to a home on Forest Circle in Aberdeen Sunday afternoon. When they got there, they found the woman and a young person shot. Authorities believe one of the people responsible was shot by the homeowner. It's unclear if the juvenile who was shot was involved in that home invasion. Authorities say a person of interest is being questioned.
Sanitation workers in Rocky Mount plan to rally outside tonight's city council meeting, calling for higher pay. The push comes after the city raised starting salaries for police and firefighters earlier this year. Some sanitation workers say the department deserves it as well. The city says under the new budget, nearly all sanitation workers received raises between 5 and 24%.
More auto workers are joining the picket lines today after rejecting a new deal with Mack Trucks. About 4,000 UAW workers who work for Mack plan to start striking at 7 this morning. That has been underway for about 90 minutes, and they voted nearly 3-1 to reject the tentative agreement with the company. They'll join more than 25,000 workers from the big three automakers who have gone on strike since mid-September.
Well, some Walgreens pharmacies may be closed starting today as employees are planning a series of walkouts. They say harsh working conditions and staffing problems are making it more difficult to safely fill prescriptions. One organizer says at least 500 Walgreens pharmacies nationwide have shown interest in a walkout. Now, in a statement, Walgreens acknowledging employees are overworked. Organizers say the walkouts will last through Wednesday.
Some candidates across the triangle are making their final pushes today before voters head to the polls tomorrow in Cary, Durham, and Fayetteville. Voters in 9 counties will go to the polls to cast votes in 30 municipal races. Some municipalities and counties are holding an election that day, but others are not. Voters will be casting ballots for either a general election or primary. Remember, you will need a photo ID when you go to vote. The polls open Tuesday, 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can visit the State Board of Elections website to check your voter status and view a sample ballot.
Coming up on 8:40 now, the search is on for survivors after a devastating earthquake in Afghanistan. The international effort that's underway to search through that rubble.
Also, Fox News anchor Brett Baer is releasing a new book this week. He'll join us live to talk about To Rescue the Constitution.
And you probably want to grab a jacket or a scarf leaving the house this morning. It's chilly out there this morning. You're looking live at North Hills. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tells us how much it will warm up later today. Good morning, Q Wilson, at 8:42 as we look live at the Whirligigs. There in Wilson, not too much spinning going on, which is a good thing based on how chilly it is out there. You don't want the cold cutting right through you. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center. I know those golfers probably have on an extra layer.
Well, you would think so, but I'm looking over here. I'm counting one, two, at least two of these guys, and I can tell they're guys, are wearing shorts, you know. Most of them are wearing some pants and a jacket. You know how that goes. People just feel like we don't ever have winter around here. But it's chilly this morning. Temperatures in the Triangle are still in the mid-40s, but we are climbing to 70 this afternoon. It's going to feel lovely. We should hit 70 degrees around 3 o'clock, mid-60s at lunchtime. And with that sunshine, you know, it just always feels warmer in the sun. We're still holding on to 39 degrees there in Southern Pines, though, so those guys in those shorts are probably a little bit on the cool side. Elsewhere, we're climbing on up into the low to mid-40s, and again, we're on our way to the 70s. There's still a few spots out there where temperatures are maybe 4 to 6 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday, but this afternoon will likely be about 5 degrees warmer than yesterday. We hit mid-60s. We should be 70 in Raleigh, 69 in Durham, and 73 degrees in Fayetteville with a good bit of sunshine. We'll likely have some cloud cover in our northern counties. We're going to walk through a cold front coming through today in just a few minutes. A normal low, 54, so we're below that today, and we get closer to normal as we get through the next few days, especially by Thursday, Friday. Saturday, a little above normal. You can watch what happens here. The blue colors are where it's cooler. Of course, the yellow color contours are where we see that warm up. So highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80 for Thursday and Friday. But then on Saturday, another front comes through. Watch that cool air come spilling in behind it. Highs on Sunday likely to be back into the mid-60s again. So we go from 80 on Thursday to mid-60s on Saturday. It is that time of year where we have a real roller coaster ride with our temperatures. Definitely real roller coasters at the State Fair. Again, Thursday is likely to be the warmest day. We could hit 80 degrees at 4 o'clock, 76, and at 8 o'clock, 65. Thursday, I'm watching the chance of some showers in our southern counties right now. We're going with the dry forecast and the triangle for Thursday there at the fair, but we'll be watching the development of that system, seeing how far north it may go. Today, we're watching this cold front that's to the north. That front's going to swing through this evening. We'll be nice and bright between now and lunchtime. There's noon with clear skies. You can see some showers up into Virginia. So Mecklenburg County has the best chance of seeing any rain, but there could be a sprinkle or two around Durham or Roxborough or some of our northern counties this evening and overnight tonight. We go from 70 today to 77 tomorrow and then 80 on Thursday. We're going to hold it in the mid-70s into the weekend, but Saturday will bring us our next best chance of rain. That's the next front that will come through, and that front could bring us some showers late Saturday and Saturday night. Right now, it looks like we should be dry and cool on Sunday.
Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier has a new book, To Rescue the Constitution, George Washington and the Fragile American Experiment. It goes on sale tomorrow, and the book explores Washington's role in the Revolution, the ratification of our Constitution, and the presidency. Number one New York Times best-selling author, former WREL alum with us, joining us right now to talk about the book. Hey, Bret, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. It's hard to believe 25 years ago I was at WREL. I mean, it seems like yesterday.
Walking the hallowed halls here. And now, look, congratulations on the book. What do you hope folks get from this book regarding America's early struggles?
Yeah, so this is the fifth presidential history book that I've done, and I'm really the most proud about this one. I've done books about Eisenhower and Reagan and FDR. Last book I did was about Ulysses S. Grant, and I kind of went back to way beginning and George Washington. A lot of people don't realize that after the Revolutionary War, our country was falling apart. The colonies were fighting each other. They had this broad Articles of Confederation that really wasn't working, holding everybody together. And there were some people that believed we were going to go back to British rule. And it's then that they have this constitutional convention. George Washington is the leader of that and holds people together, finds common ground, and comes up with this document that now, you know, is a living, breathing document that provides us liberty today, the U.S. Constitution. So it's a narrative that I think is often missed and hopefully people really get into about our founding, because we could learn a lot from where we've been.
You know, finding common ground these days seems to be a struggle as well. With everything happening on Capitol Hill, what would George Washington's play be to help Congress and things at the White House?
Well, I think he would push to have it happen quickly to try to get things back on track. You know, there's a lot of focus on partisanship, and we are in a very divided time, obviously. But if you look at our history, there are some big moments, Jeff, where we almost fell apart. This was one of them. Ulysses S. Grant, almost we fell back into a second civil war. That we've had some dark times where eventually we came together, and I think Washington would push for that. I'm going to be on Capitol Hill today. I bet you this situation in the Middle East is going to push them pretty quick to get the speaker situation resolved.
Well, that's exactly one of the things that we've been talking about all morning long, what is happening with that crisis. And as you allude to it, the need for a House speaker, the need to move forward and push things in a direction where some things can get done. What's your take on how early that can happen? Wednesday?
Yeah, I think that's when the vote will be. So far as Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, I wouldn't be surprised, frankly, if Kevin McCarthy's name came back up because they still have some support. But they're going to get to it quickly, I bet, because this situation is real over in the Middle East. And funding, the U.S. will need the House to actually be operating. The situation is really devolving in the Middle East, and we have not seen anything like this in really decades, and maybe ever. And Israel is going to move on Gaza within the next 48 hours.
Yeah, and certainly not in a position for us to be wavering, if you will, at this point right now. Need to get some things settled there. And we're glad you're going to be there reporting on it. And we'll check back in with you. Brett Baer, thank you so much for sharing your insights. Congratulations on, again, another book, a great one on the way. So thanks for your time as well and insight.
Thanks, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Well, this morning, international aid groups are scrambling to find survivors after a powerful earthquake hit Afghanistan. More than 2,000 people are dead and more than 1,200 hurt. That 6.3 magnitude quake struck Saturday, 25 miles west of the city of Herat. That's in the western part of Afghanistan. These images show the damage left behind. You can see collapsed buildings and piles of debris. Well, oil prices are up this morning because of that Israel-Hamas conflict. New numbers show prices have jumped 4% since the attack over the weekend. The U.S. West Texas Intermediate Futures rose nearly 5% to $88.6 per barrel. Analysts believe the increasing prices is a knee-jerk reaction for now. As of right now, though, they don't believe oil prices are in danger long term. It's important to note, though, neither Israel or Hamas is a major oil player.
Talk some Sunday night football. Now, if you didn't stay up for this one, San Francisco 49ers put on quite a show for their fans. A marquee matchup here. Christian McCaffrey scored a touchdown for the 14th straight game. That's a franchise record. Quarterback Brock Purdy threw four touchdown passes, three of them to George Kittle. The Niners beat the Dallas Cowboys 42-10. San Francisco is 5-0, perfect on the season. And if you flip that around, precisely, you have the Carolina Panthers at 0-5, the only team left in the NFL without a win. They got beat 42-24 against the Detroit Lions yesterday. Bryce Young tossed three touchdown passes, but he also threw two interceptions. Panthers get another chance for that first win next Sunday in Miami.
Well, for more than 11 weeks now, there hasn't been a Powerball jackpot winner. You have the chance to change that tonight. The estimated jackpot now sitting at $1.5 billion. It's the third largest in the game's history. Now, if no one wins tonight, that jackpot will become the second largest by Wednesday. You can watch tonight's drawing on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news. Well, more money going to fund mental health research this morning. This is thanks to the thousands of people who laced up for the 35th annual Walk for Hope at Angus Barn. The walk raises money for research and treatment of mental illnesses. The family-friendly event Sunday featured food, games, music, lots of prizes. The walkers say the cause was the main reason for it all.
This is probably my 28th walk, and my mom's been doing this a long time. It's a special cause in our family, and I don't think there's anyone in the world that hasn't been affected by mental illness in one way or another.
Well, organizers say this was a record crowd this year. WREL is a proud community partner of the Walk for Hope.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are following the latest on the war in Israel. This just in, officials now saying 9 U.S. citizens are among those who have died in Israel's conflict with Hamas. A State Department spokesman confirmed that, saying they are in close contact with the government of Israel as they continue to conduct security operations to locate more missing U.S. citizens. The U.S. also continues to gather information on U.S. citizens that are involved in the conflict as well. More than 1,100 people have died in Israel and Gaza after the attacks.
DBAP will be transforming into Woolies Winter Wonderland. It'll bring joy and holiday fun to families all across our area. You can shop there, get your picture with Santa, take a ride on the holiday train.
It's happening November 22nd through New Year's Eve. For ticket information, go to durhambulls.com. And check this out. It looks like this house is on fire, right? It's not. It's the decorations inside. They look so realistic. It made some folks call 911 reporting a house fire there. It happened in New York, and firefighters say the fake flames were just LED lights, a box fan, and a fog machine. Pretty realistic, though. All right, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers right now for the NC Education Lottery. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.